WRXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize U studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and happy Memorial Day to everyone as we get here and get ready for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Hopefully, right now, you're enjoying this day off. Maybe you're out at the lake still, perhaps on the way back. Maybe the cookout's winding down a little bit. Whatever you're up to, hopefully, you've enjoyed a nice, wonderful day off and ready to hear a little bit about NASCAR and the Coca-Cola 600 and, of course, the biggest news in NASCAR, and that, of course, being about Kyle Busch. So we have got a very busy hour, and we look forward to bringing it to you right now. So sit back, relax. It is Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. I am Casey Orr, and across from me, the man that doesn't believe in days off for radio shows, it is none other than Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. You still got to make it to the Nuga Dentistry Studio.
That's true.
Talk a little NASCAR, especially with all that's gone on this past week. And we're going to get into all that later in the show or as the show continues. But on a brighter note, Memorial Day, special day, remembering all those men and women that served our country. And you made comment that maybe some folks have enjoyed the lake and all that kind of thing. It's probably been between showers, possibly.
That's true. I've seen videos of people out on the lake tied together and like they're, you know, the little flotilla kind of thing that you do. And I thought the same thing. I'm like, as long as one of them's a houseboat and you can step inside when it starts raining.
And two, this time of the year, it can be pouring down rain on Chickamauga Lake, but as dry as a bone in East Brainerd.
Yes, that's.
And there's been the fluctuations of inches of rain, depending on what part of town you're in. But I was looking at the extended weather forecast this morning. The next 7 days has all got rain in it.
I'll tell you what, it is a good time to be a flower or a piece of grass because you are to have plenty to drink in the next week or so.
That means you're going to have to get out there and kill weeds and mow some grass.
You know what? I think I'm about done with my outdoor life.
I've spread
some mulch. I've done some of that stuff. I've done some weed eating. I think I'm done.
Man,
I'm over it.
That was pregame. Once all this rain gets saturated in, you're going to have weeds growing in places you didn't even know existed.
Oh, very true.
They're going to be everywhere.
But you know what? Hopefully it didn't dampen anybody's events or cookouts or anything like that, and everybody was able to enjoy a day off.
But we also needed this rain desperately.
We did. It's just when you need it so bad and then you get so much at once, sometimes it can kind of have the opposite effect. Yeah. But I do feel like we've had a pretty good soak, and we will in the next week or so.
Yeah, no question about it. So how was your weekend?
It was good, man. Played some golf. Went to Beer Fest. It was a good time.
So it wasn't a little sloppy wet out on the golf course anyway?
It was sloppy wet. I was just telling you earlier, so I was playing really well. On pace for either tying or being really close to my personal best. And then the alarms went off yesterday because, you know, lightning in the area. So we had to bring it in. You bring it in, you have a beer and try to wait it out. But it was pretty obvious that this was not going anywhere. So just chalked it up to what might have been, which is usually probably a better story anyway.
Oh, yeah. So and I think you told me last week you were going to the Beer Fest.
I went to the Beer Fest on Saturday. It was a good one.
Did you behave?
As far as I know, I did pretty well. My wife's still talking to me, so that's cool. But it was a good time. It wasn't as busy as the ones in passing. It might have been just the weather.
That's because people can't afford to buy beer. They're paying for gas.
I guess so. But it was good. Found a few beers that I really liked. And overall, just had a good time, man.
Well, good deal.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
How about you? Did you do anything besides yard work?
You know, I got a lot of cleaning done at home.
Did you take Kim out to eat at least?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
Where we went.
Aaliyah.
No, we hadn't been there in a couple of months. Matter of fact, we're way overdue. Where did we go? I've gone brain dead. I can't even remember where we went Saturday
night. We went to Malone's after Mass yesterday.
Man,
didn't see you there.
That's high dollar eating.
It can be, for sure.
I've noticed that the last time I was there.
It is very, it's kind of on the same level as like a Jay Alexander's.
I'd say it's above that on price.
I think I paid $18 for my entree, but.
What'd you get?
I got like a chicken breast with some stuff.
I was going to say, you didn't get any beef.
No, that's the thing. It can go up really quick if you go the steak route at a steakhouse. What a shocker.
Yeah.
Which normally I don't mind, but it's like, it's lunchtime, man. I don't need a $70 steak at lunch.
Oh, so you're there at lunch.
I'm not Sean Whitfield. Yeah. I went after Mass, which I kept looking for you guys. I did not see
you. Well, wait a minute. You went there for lunch. What time was Mass?
10 o'clock.
Oh, I thought you only did that in the evenings.
No. So if we do Saturday Mass, it's 4 o'clock, but, you know. Going to Mass after the beer fest, I don't think it's looked highly upon. even Catholics.
I was going to say, for a Catholic, that might have passed.
I probably could have made it work. sir, put down the wine. We hit 10 o'clock, and then we beat all the Protestants to lunch. It's great.
Yeah. All the good Baptists.
All them Baptists. You know, preacher gets the feeling and goes after, keeps talking past noon. Can't have that.
We're already on our phones making reservations at a restaurant trying to beat all you Catholics out. Well, I don't know how I forgot what I did Saturday night, but I was in Atlanta.
Hey, there you go.
We took off to Atlanta early afternoon Saturday. And, you know, my wife, she always uses the excuse of what she does for a living causes her to have to go buy clothes on a regular basis.
Very true. Can't be wearing the same thing.
Yeah. So I took her to the Outlet Mall there in Woodstock, Georgia. And then we stopped by the mall, regular mall there in Atlanta. And then guess where we had dinner?
Oh, your favorite place down there off of Windy Hill. Papasitas.
Papasitas.
Yeah.
Had to have the delicious steak fajitas.
And then the bacon-wrapped shrimp that are so good.
Oh, yeah. They have those, too. We didn't have any of those. But, those are delicious. But, yeah, and then we got back Sunday early afternoon and was able to find a window there of no rain. Got my yard mowed. Man, it's looking luscious and green right now. I mean, if I'd have waited till next weekend to mow it, I'd have been out there with a rake.
You've been out there with a...
Oh, because it had grown a lot in a
sickle.
Week. And so that's the only bad thing about this time of the year. So much rain. Grass is going so quick. And I hate to rake a yard. I just think, you know, you shouldn't have to
do that. Yeah, that's why I just don't do that.
And I would have been doing that had I not gotten in mowed. But great weekend. Saw a outstanding Coca-Cola 600 and... Of course, the dark cloud that was over the weekend and over the entire sport of NASCAR is we lost two-time champion, 234 win in all three series, 63 Cup Series wins. I believe I've got my stats correct as far as Cup Series wins. Kyle Busch, man.
Yeah.
It was a tough weekend, lost him. And it was just hard to wrap your mind around it. And I think that's the same, the words that the entire NASCAR nation and the entire NASCAR garage and everybody that follows NASCAR and even many people that don't even follow NASCAR. It was across all national media.
Yeah. And listen, we've totally buried the lead talking about our weekend leading up to this. But I think the biggest news in NASCAR, and we were talking about this off air probably since Dale Earnhardt Sr. passed away.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that, you know, equating the two, even though there's a ton of similarities. But it's when I got the news, when I saw the headline come across that Kyle Busch had passed away. I mean, it was just utter disbelief. Like it's one of those things like I obviously read that wrong. Let me go find this. Let me find the article. Let me click on this and see.
Well, what shocked me even more is when you text me and threw out the caution flag, meaning he's in the hospital.
Yes. I
didn't know that yet.
Well, and so anybody that and I'm sure people have heard it now, but a couple weeks ago, you know, that he asked for a doctor right after a race, right? And maybe that's a little unique, but how many times do NASCAR drivers need an IV after the race because maybe they sweat a lot? And, you know, there were stories that he wasn't feeling his best and all that, but for it to go from that to a guy that is 41 years of age, to pass away suddenly in these circumstances, Sean, it just completely took me by surprise. Most of the time when someone like this passes away, it's a, you know, we saw it with Greg Biffle. It's a plane crash. It's a car wreck. It's something sudden like this. And this was very sudden, but a healthy 41-year-old, larger than life figure in his sport that is in great physical health doesn't just pass away like that. Mm-hmm. And yet that's exactly what happened. And it's almost like that is what has made this so much more emotional, so much more of a big story is, you know, this wasn't a long drawn out illness where you kind of know the inevitable end. This was kind of out of nowhere, but it had nothing to do with being in a race car. It had nothing to do with, you know, I'll be the first, honestly, just in the world we live in, when you find out someone passes away at his age and it's not in something like that, you immediately think the worst. It's drugs or suicide. But like that, I don't think that was ever the case. It was, and the fact that initially the family didn't release exactly what it was, it led to a lot of speculation. But Sean, he had walking pneumonia. Everybody we know has had pneumonia at some point in their life. But it literally didn't, they didn't get it out of his system. He didn't get totally, well. His body turned septic, and when that happens, as medically advanced as we are, people don't realize just how scary that is.
And it moves quickly.
It moves very quickly. It doesn't care how healthy you are. It doesn't care how big you are, how little you are, what color you are.
Or how young you are.
When your body basically turns to poison, it doesn't go well a lot of times. It's just, it's shocking that happened to him. For a guy that is so larger than life and such a big part of the NASCAR garage area. I mean, utter disbelief. I guess that, and that's still kind of, I think, where a lot of people were, like the fact that he wasn't racing in the Coca-Cola 600. I mean, we were going to show up here and probably talk about him finishing in the 20s and about how poorly his year has been going. Yeah, because here's the thing. He hasn't been performing well, and we talk about him every show. That's how big a deal he is.
Yeah.
And so for this to happen has just been a complete shock. It has been news everywhere. Outlets that don't talk about NASCAR have been talking about it. Yeah, I was on TV talking about it because
you were on News Channel 9.
With News Channel 9. People that don't reach out to me and ask me things have been reaching out and asking me things. So, yeah, I think you've just got a NASCAR world that's in disbelief.
Thursday afternoon, I got the text from you that he was in the hospital. And I was out on the road visiting some accounts that I have at Whitfield Media Group. And so I wasn't in the office. When I'm in the office, I can pay a little closer to attention to what's going on, especially with NASCAR media, because oftentimes I've got, a
finger on the pulse.
Yeah, a window open on my computer, getting information or listening to the NASCAR channel on Sirius XM, that kind of thing. But I was a little bit disconnected for a few hours, and then you sent me that, and I was like, wow, what's going on? And it just wore on me. And then later that day, I don't know, it was 5 or 5:30, we get the news that he had passed away. And it was just disbelief. Total disbelief, and I'm sure many of you out there listening can relate to exactly what I'm describing. And that entire evening, I've never lost anybody in my family close to me to death, but I'm thinking, I can't get this off my mind, and I can only imagine what I'm going to feel like when I lose somebody close to me. And the only source of national media that I knew I could connect with that was going to be sort of an outlet to deal with it and get a clear understanding and hear the stories. Because many times when you have someone in your past or in your life to pass away, sometimes the way to deal with it is share the good stories or hear the memories. Listen to people's stories of the good times. And so I had it locked in to Sirius XM to the NASCAR channel all the way till midnight. And they did an outstanding job covering, memorial sort of tribute to him. And there was many, great guests on there that shared their stories. And then Friday, it stayed on my mind the whole day. And then coming up in the weekend, and then we get into race day. Or Friday night, I was seeing some of the comments made by some of the truck drivers because Kurt Busch was to race in that truck race. I mean, let's think about it. The weekend before, he had just won the truck race. And he appeared to be fine. The weekend before that, and we'll get more into details about that a little bit. He was at Watkins Glen and was dealing with some health issues there at the end of the race. And you're thinking, still 41 years old, how could this have happened? This is one of the stars of our sport. And then you start thinking about everything that Kyle Busch was, and then you really start realizing just what a big part he was of the sport and what he has meant to the sport, and that he has achieved something that no other driver in NASCAR history has achieved, and that's winning 234 races across the top three series. And, of course, this whole time you're thinking about all this stuff with Kyle Busch, right behind those thoughts is you're thinking about his wife, Samantha. You're thinking about Brexton, you're thinking about his daughter, and you're thinking about how important your family is and how important his son and his son's racing was. I mean, it was almost like the rest of the world centered around his son and racing, when you saw stories about Kyle Busch. So, and then when the race started in the pre-race, and we'll talk about that after the break too, man, it was the most emotional pre-race show in my 30 something years of keeping up with this sport, being a part of it in the small way I was, that I had ever seen or witnessed. I would seriously doubt that anybody there at the track had a dry eye, and I'd say majority of America and the rest of the world that saw the TV broadcast had a dry eye. I mean, it's almost like you wasn't human if you didn't feel an emotional experience. And so it has just been a roller coaster day. We're going to do our best to share as much of it from our view. We know many of you out there listening have been seeing and watching and reading, all the tributes and all the information. So really anything we share on the show today is not going to be new information. It's not going to be new news. It's also going to be information that you've most likely heard before, but we feel like we need to do our part. And this show is 25 years old as of February of this last year. Casey and I have been doing this show together right at 20 years. And I got to thinking before we went on the air today, in all the years we've done this show, Kyle Busch has been talked about.
Hey, he's been a part of the girl. Yeah, he's been on the racetrack.
Even if it's just been nothing more than to share where he finished or where he was in the standings. And he's a driver that we've had numerous shows where we've just been breaking down his story, whether it was good or bad at that particular time. And it's going to seem awful strange that he is not going to be a part of that conversation coming up here in the near future, that we'll all have to move on and move forward. All right, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your day. Happy Memorial Day for all those men and women that have served our country and currently serving our country. We are broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nooga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize U podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back. Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Happy Memorial Day to everybody. Hopefully out there celebrating, enjoying a day out of the office, having a big time as Sean and I get you caught up on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know today. Getting ready to recap the Coca-Cola 600. Big win by Daniel Suarez, one of the crown jewels of NASCAR, and done in a weekend that has just been absolutely overshadowed by the surprising death of champion and future NASCAR Hall of Famer Kyle Busch. Of course, the race at Charlotte Motor Speedway, winner was Daniel Suarez. Next, coming up on May 31st, we're going to Nashville Super Speedway. So NASCAR staying here in Tennessee. And then after that, going to Michigan. So some good races and one right down the road heading your way. That's kind of snuck up on us, Nashville NASCAR?
Yeah.
Like, all the talk in Nashville right now is the new football stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, by the way, we're about to have the NASCAR guys in town.
Yeah, it still seems strange to have the Cup Series in Nashville.
I know.
Just down the road. We're probably going to be a little bit all over the place today. We're just going to go ahead and confess that early to our listeners. We are going to talk about the Coca-Cola 600, but we're also going to talk a whole lot about Kyle Busch. Getting back to the family for just a moment, when the release was made
Thursday that he had passed of a serious illness in the hospital. The conspiracies in the rumor mill was running rampant all across social media and all across the country. And it wasn't until, Sunday morning or
It was the next day that they...
Saturday?
They released...
it was a good 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just it passed of a mysterious illness.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I don't know. In this day and age of social media, we are so skeptical of pretty much... people say health issue, mysterious illness, any of that. And your mind, like I said earlier, your minds automatically go to somewhere bad. And so, immediately people, you know, the good old social media crowd starts firing out all these crazy things.
And I'm sure it's one of those things that until you walk in those shoes, you really don't know exactly for sure how you may handle something. But I was just surprised that the family chose to handle it that way and didn't just go ahead and set the record straight right at the beginning. Did that come across your thoughts at all?
Well, I think, yes, I was a little surprised that they didn't come out, but didn't say what it was, except unless they weren't totally sure. I mean,
I was talking to my wife, Kim, about it, and she says, that's the family's right, and so on and so on, and I get it. But I told her, whether I'm right or wrong about this, just my first thought is Kyle Busch is an icon in the sport. This is something that if you turn on any news media, it's the lead story right now. And I would much rather get the facts out there and be transparent than to have all this misinformation being shared, especially with today's world that we live in, where social media is instantaneously.
Yeah, it had to be because they didn't have the facts. I don't think there's a PR firm in the world that would say, call it mysterious illness. But I guess the point being is now it doesn't matter because everybody knows what's up. And I don't think anything was that is when it came such out of left field. The fact that this guy had passed away so suddenly that, it almost gave you a little lead up time because, the whole thing did seem odd, but I think it just kind of encapsulate this. What, Kyle Busch, what? No, he can't, that can't be right. When he got sick, the first thing I thought is like, is this going to end up being career threatening? Is this going to be, remember when Junior was having all the issues with headaches, and we've seen another driver, Bowman, this year with
Alex Bowman.
Alex Bowman just with concussions. I'm like, oh boy, is this going to be something that's really going to hamper his season or his career? That is immediately where I thought when he got hospitalized. I don't think anybody's mind went to what happened.
No, I don't think so either.
And that is just the utter shock of it, I think, has kind of led to a lot of people speculating and a lot of crazy theories. But it has been, I will say this, I think NASCAR, and I don't always get to say this, but I think NASCAR has handled this beautifully.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
They have been right there with the support, the correct honoring, Richard Childress coming out and basically immediately saying, we're putting the 8 away and we're running the 33 and the 8 will be ready when Brexton's ready. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I think that everybody has handled this wonderfully, which is not always the case when something sudden happens.
Yeah, I wanted to share a big compliment to NASCAR. I think back 25 years ago or just over 25 years ago when we lost Dale Earnhardt Sr. Do you remember when Mike Helton came on ESPN and made the announcement we had lost Dale Earnhardt? And Mike Helton was kind of the papa bear of NASCAR that everybody kind of leaned on, looked up to, and was there to support the family and support the NASCAR nation. The new NASCAR CEO is Steve O'Donnell, And I thought Steve O'Donnell did an outstanding job. He spoke to the media on Saturday. He's been very professional, very heartfelt messages. He handled the pre-race show beautifully yesterday. Matter of fact, he handled that so well. I'm watching him. I'm thinking, man, how is he able to keep it together as well as he is and be able to get the message across? And I totally agree. I think NASCAR has handled this with the utmost respect, and I think they will continue to do that. And I totally believe that the NASCAR Nation, the NASCAR teams, Joe Gibbs Racing in particular, Joe Gibbs has gone public in several different times of media saying how they have gone through this with the loss of their sons, and the real support is after all the cameras and everything has gone away. And then that's when the tough times really begin for the family.
Yeah, starts now.
And how they know a lot about that because they've been through it and they want to be there for Kyle's family. And of course, you know, Kyle had a long history with Joe Gibbs Racing. He came to Joe Gibbs Racing when he was very young in his career. And I saw a stat over the weekend where Toyota has had over 900 wins so far since they've been in all three NASCAR series. And over 200 of those Toyota wins have came from Kyle Busch. So that right there is just a reminder of how many good times and how many races were run while Kyle Busch was running for JGR.
Yeah, I mean, a giant of the sport is, you know, people throw words around and they say, oh, he's one of the best ever. Kyle Busch was the guy. I was talking to, I don't remember who, but guy at work, and NASCAR has been affected by, the retirement of all these major players in the sport, right, Sean? So you had the late 90s and early 2000s gave way to a bunch of big stars in NASCAR. Jeff Gordon, Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Kevin Harvick. I'd put Matt Kenseth in there. Kurt Busch, Kyle Busch, all these guys that have been extremely popular. And, you know, I think it also kind of hit with this marketing boon where, you didn't go into Home Depot without seeing a cutout of Tony Stewart. You didn't go into a gas station without seeing a cutout of somebody with a Coca-Cola, right?
Or Lowe's Jimmy Johnson.
Yes, Jimmy Johnson. You knew all these guys, even if you didn't really follow the sport. And I will argue that Kyle Busch was probably the most famous NASCAR driver left. I think he, like you said, won 60-something races, been in NASCAR over 20 years. My wife, who doesn't pay one bit of attention to NASCAR, knows who Kyle Busch is. In fact, when I told her this, she's like, hey, we were in front of his holler when we went to Atlanta Motor Speedway. Like, people know who Kyle Busch is. I don't know that people know who Chase Elliott is. I don't think they know who, you know, Carson Hocevar is. I don't think they know who Ryan Blaney. Ryan Blaney could walk into Food City on East Brainerd, and I don't know that anybody's going to be like, oh, my God, that's NASCAR driver. But Kyle Busch, I think, was the most famous guy left, and he was kind of the last one. You know, maybe Joey Logano, but probably not. I think he was kind of the last one of that class of just the larger-than-life. People know who that is.
What do you think the sponsor is that the average NASCAR fan or M&M's. Even the casual fan
M&M's.
Thinks of as M&M's?
M&M's and Interstate Batteries. Well, but, you know, Bobby Labonte is still Interstate Batteries. That's weird.
But M&M's was the brand, and that's a brand and a product that relates with all demographics.
Yes. I mean, it's...
there's still people that wear the M&M's jacket.
Absolutely.
To NASCAR races. I was at... last year, we were at Cumberland Mall in Atlanta. Saw a black guy wearing an M&M's jacket. I thought, how cool. So it doesn't matter if you're white, black, what your race is. He he had fans of...
If you liked the best.
Of all.
You liked Kyle Busch. And yeah. And he, you know, he spent so long in kind of that, the villain, mm-hmm. you know, and I mentioned this on the TV, like... It was really easy to not like Kyle Busch, but the older you got, the more you had an appreciation for him. And he kind of became the sympathetic figure. Like, we used to always say, if I had to go to the moon and race 10 races, I'm picking Jimmy Johnson every time because he'll never finish worse than third. But if we had to go to the, if we had to go to the moon and it was win or go home, I'm picking Kyle Busch. He's one of the most talented drivers to ever get behind the wheel.
All right, if you had to choose one driver that was even half of the popularity and recognition that you just described to Kyle Busch, who would it be?
A half the recognition of Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't mean... Current?
Yeah,
current guy?
Driver.
I'll just go Chase Elliott, I guess, because he's famous.
Chase Elliott?
He's probably the most famous, but hasn't eclipsed the pop culture famous.
Yeah.
So
I think Chase Elliott may be a good one to pick, but I would also consider Denny Hamlin.
Yeah. Okay. So Denny, I just, for whatever reason, blanked out. Denny would be another one that was still kind of in that class
mm-hmm.
that I think people that don't know NASCAR would know Denny Hamlin. But like Joey Logano, I don't think anybody knows Joey Logano other than NASCAR fans. He's just not that personality. Denny is.
Yeah. And Joey's not had the success in NASCAR the last couple of years that he...
Neither has Kyle.
He did for a while. Yeah.
But Joey is a, what, three-time champion? He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But he's...
Speaking of the Hall of Fame, you know, it was just announced, what, a week ago, who was going to be the next class... There was, I think, three drivers chosen, and then 3, 4, 5 days later, we lose Kyle Busch. Everybody has said that he's definitely...
Oh, he's in, yeah.
...a first ballot Hall of Famer. Do you think that NASCAR, the NASCAR Hall of Fame, could say, hey... We're going to add a fourth name this
special
year.
Recognition post-tomorrow. They could.
We already know that Kyle Busch is going to be in the Hall of Fame, but we feel that it's important we put him in now.
Yeah, you could absolutely do that. I don't think anybody's going to gripe.
So you think everybody would be fine with that?
Yeah, I don't think there'd be a...
What do you think the chances are of that happening? I'd say they're pretty high.
Maybe. Just depends on... I probably have to talk to a lot of people and make sure that it'll get the reception they want, and then mm-hmm. they'll say yes.
So. And I'm sure the way the laws or rules is written up for the Hall of Fame that NASCAR has the prerogative to do whatever they want to do.
I was
going to
say, dude, it wouldn't be NASCAR if they didn't just get to do what they wanted to do.
Yeah, well, I was sitting here thinking, okay, could there be any legal ramifications? But I'm sure NASCAR's got everything buttoned up to where... They control anything and everything that goes on.
You really want to be the driver that sues NASCAR because Kyle Busch got in before you, you know? But I don't know. It just a wild, I mean, sad, but just a wild weekend or week of being a NASCAR fan. Sean, you and I, this is a hobby, but we've been in and around the sport for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people reach out that I don't talk to a lot about NASCAR. They're like, hey man, what is up with this? What does this mean? What are they going to do? It really has, because when people are that age and in that kind of shape, you don't just pass away suddenly. We are so spoiled as a country, I guess, with our healthcare that it's just such an anomaly. It's a car crash. It's a plane crash. It's a, suicide, whatever. It's something, anything sudden as that. It's not an illness because of the flu.
Yeah.
I mean, or pneumonia, which it just shows you, very scary.
I had at least a dozen people reach out to me in some form, phone call, text, message, Facebook Messenger, and asking me thoughts, asking me, you know, what happened. And, every time I would try to respond to somebody, I almost felt speechless. is like, I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to think. I didn't necessarily know how to feel.
You know, my wife's a nurse, and she brought up a good point, which, I mean, none of this matters now, but was he taking time off when he got the diagnosis? Is it one of those where, like, dude, you don't need to drive? You don't. You need to go sit at home and take your antibiotics. Was he pressing too hard? Was he not taking standard medical advice? Which would be my mom. My wife was like, that'd be you. You wouldn't slow down. I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. He was probably going, we're struggling. We've got to turn this thing around. I've got commitments to ride in the truck. I've got, you know, just give me my antibiotics. I'll be fine. And so it's just a, you know, kind of a cautionary tale. We don't have medicine that'll fix everything. And sometimes you do need to calm down.
For sure. All right. We need to take a quick break. We come back. We'll continue our conversation talking about Kyle Busch. We'll also get into the results of the Coca-Cola 600 and the latest NASCAR driver standings as we broadcast from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. I want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your day. If you would, if you've missed any portion of today's broadcast, or you don't ever get a chance to listen, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. Or you can find us with all of our shows archived at racingtalkradio.com. We got a lot more straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr. We're here each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the things you need to know about NASCAR in and around the garage area, and apparently even on a holiday weekend, a day that most everyone's off work. But don't worry, Sean and I will be here. Hopefully you're having a wonderful Memorial Day. And of course, today we have been recapping really just the weekend that saw three races all get rain shortened, which is a first time that's ever happened in NASCAR, which is shocking. But the real story is just the passing of the, you know, racing legend and still very much in his prime, Kyle Busch, and how it's just taken the garage area and really the media world and just all the fandom, NASCAR as a whole, as a shock. But there was a race this weekend, and it's one of the biggest of the year. Sean, we had the Coca-Cola 600, kind of NASCAR's endurance race.
That it was. 400 laps, 600 miles of hard racing there at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and Daniel Suarez got his first win of the season. It's his third career win so far in the NASCAR Cup Series. And it was interesting to hear a little bit about Daniel's comments in pre-race over the weekend, that Kyle Busch had such an influence in his career, and Kyle Busch gave him the opportunity back when Kyle Busch had Kyle Busch Motorsports running several truck series teams. So Daniel owes a lot of his success and his chance to come into the United States and get into NASCAR. And so it was interesting to hear those stories. Let's get right into the results. And of course, Daniel Suarez started 14th. He won in a short race, or race shortened race, 27 laps short to get the win. Christopher Bell came in second, Denny Hamlin in third, fourth, Tyler Reddick, and fifth, Kyle Larson.
Ty Gibbs in the sixth spot, followed by Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano, William Byron, Zane Smith of the top 10, SVG 11th, some other drivers of note, Brad Keselowski 15th, Alex Bowman 17th, Bubba Wallace 22nd, Carson Hocevar 23rd, Josh Berry 29th, Austin Dillon 32nd, Ross Chastain 35th, Chase Elliott, bad night for him, in 37th spot, and Austin Shin 38th.
There were 12 caution flags for 75 laps and 32 lead changes among 13 drivers. When I think about all the interviews that was done throughout the weekend with many drivers across all three series, the driver that sticks out in my mind that seemed to have gotten the most emotional and was struggling with a loss of Kyle Busch is harder than any other driver, and that was Bubba Wallace. Bubba Wallace was really having a difficult time, and he was even part of the pre-race show on Amazon Prime, and I loved hearing his story, but he was just, you know, teary-eyed, big tears running down his face. Matter of fact, my wife, Kim, came in the room. She said, "Is he sweating?" I said, "No, those are tears." And so a really difficult time for Bubba Wallace.
You know, I think so when something like this happens, there's not usually a lot of good that comes out of it. But one of the positives, I think, that has come out, and really it reminded me of all the stories from Senior, is Kyle, as a public perception, we all know him as the bad boy, and he complains if he doesn't win and blah, 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 blah. Even though there's not a person in the world can deny his talent. But that is on track, and that is public persona Kyle. Actual Kyle in the garage area was very well liked, had his hands in so many people's careers, and meant a lot to so many of the people, not only behind the scenes, but also drivers like Bubba Wallace, Daniel Suarez. I mean, mm-hmm. He said Kyle was one of his biggest proponents of when he brought him from Mexico, like, "Hey, dude, you can do this. You have the talent."
Christopher Bell was another one.
Christopher Bell. So, you know, a lot of these guys, I think he was a racer through and through, and probably one of those dudes that loved to talk racing, would really nerd out on it. And guys could come to him and say, "Man, what would you do? How would you do this?" And he was going to probably help them. So I think because at the end of the day, you don't stick around in a sport and something doing something for that long if you're not pretty well liked anyway.
Yeah. Kyle Busch Motorsports was like the training ground.
Absolutely.
It was even nicknamed
so much to so many people.
It was even nicknamed Kyle Busch University because that was where a lot of the drivers were discovered and were able to get their start. And Kyle would recognize their talent. And many of the names that we have today in the Cup Series had some sort of influence or was a part of Kyle Busch Motorsports in some form or fashion.
Yeah. So I thought that was hearing some of these stories and realizing, you know what? The bad thing is, why don't you tell these before some people are gone? You know, you always hear about these things after someone's gone.
I thought about that as well.
But it's like, man, this dude is actually pretty cool. And you know what? Has done a lot for people in the garage area.
You bring up a valid point, and I've thought this many times, especially as I'm sitting in the congregation at a funeral. You hear all these stories about someone, and you hear how great a person they were and how much you looked up to them and respected them. And I've thought several times throughout my life, I'm thinking, man, if that person was just here to hear all this, they would probably be blown away that this many people felt the way that they do about them.
And listen, I'm a big proponent of you need to tell people what you think. If it's good, don't get me wrong.
And if it's bad, maybe so.
You know, I've lost both my parents all three of my parents, but I was extremely close to them. And one of the things that does make things easier when you're going through all that is neither one of them had to worry about what I thought of them or how much they meant to me and vice versa. Like I don't sit there and go, was my dad proud? I know he was because he would tell me all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, make that a point. If people in your life that you love and care about and respect, tell them. You'd be amazed at how much nicer things are.
Yeah, for sure. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into the driver's standings and share closing comments about our tribute today to Kyle Busch. We got all that and more straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. I'm your Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia realtor, ready to help you make a move to your new home. Find me on Facebook as Blake Watson and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake. 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nooga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize U podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Big win for Daniel Suarez at the Coca-Cola 600, third win of his career, and one of them is going to help him in the standings, Sean.
That they are, and let's get right into the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series. Tyler Reddick is still leading by a long shot, three digits ahead of at 122 points in the lead over Denny Hamlin in second. Third is Ryan Blaney. Fourth, Ty Gibbs. And fifth, Chase Elliott.
Kyle Larson, sixth. Chris Buescher, seventh. Christopher Bell, eighth. Carson Hocevar, ninth. Daniel Suarez, with his win, moves into the top 10. Brad Keselowski, 11th. William Byron, 12th. Bubba Wallace, 13th. SVG, 14th. Chase Briscoe, 15th. And rounding out the top 16, Ryan Preece, barely edging out Austin Cindric. And Joey Logano making a mid-season charge. It might not be over for the 22. SVG in 14th place is the lowest finishing driver with a win. And, of course, leading the points, like you said, Tyler Reddick, big margin, 122-point margin. Okay, he can now take two races off and still be in the lead. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Five wins, and the next highest is Chase Elliott with two. So still a dominant run happening for the 45 team.
All right. In our closing few minutes left of the show, a couple of things I want to just bring out. You mentioned this earlier in the show that RCR, Richard Childress Racing, has semi-retired the number 8 and saving it for his son, Brexton, whenever that day comes. Also, another interesting and sort of a funny story, and Joe Gibbs shared it, and then I heard one other person share it, is when Kyle Busch started racing, he started in trucks back in 2001. At 16, but he was really 15. He had falsified his birth certificate.
Attaboy.
And so you could say he had a counterfeit birth certificate. So he was actually running a car or truck, before he was supposed to have been. But, he started with Hendrick Motorsports when he began his career.
That is so fun. People forget he was a Hendrick.
Yeah, he was.
He was no stranger to good teams.
And Kyle had his relationship when he was at Hendrick with Ricky Hendrick. Ricky was 6 or 7 years older than him, and he said he felt like he had a better relationship with Ricky. And then, when we lost Ricky to a plane crash in Martinsville, I think that's when things started to break down a little bit with the relationship with Kyle Busch and Hendrick Motorsports. And I saw an interview not long ago where Rick Hendrick, if he had to do over, he would have probably stopped and had a more in-depth conversation with Kyle, because maybe Kyle might still be at Hendrick Motorsports. He thinks there maybe was some miscommunication. But then he goes on from Hendrick, he goes to Joe Gibbs Racing and lived out an outstanding career there and ended up with Richard Childress Racing. We've been talking about on this show for the last several months. Okay, what does the future hold? Is this going to be the year he retires? Well, I saw some stories over the last couple of weeks where it was speculated that he was going to do one more year with Richard Childress Racing and was going to run his 2027 his final year in 2027. And we have also talked about that it doesn't seem like the way Kyle Busch was putting closure on his career was exactly the way he had planned, because he's been at a point in his life in the Cup Series where he hasn't won since 2023. However, he's showed success in the Truck Series, and it was almost like, okay, he's hanging in there at Richard Childress Racing. He's making the best of it. He's spending all of his time with his son, Brexton. He's still running the truck series. We could see him retire in the near future. He focuses all his time and attention with Brexton, and his ultimate dream is to be running in a truck race one day competing against his son.
Yeah, this, I mean, it's all going to be a what might have been. But I think overall, the positive of this is for a guy that was often labeled the villain, he was actually much beloved. Mm-hmm. And will cast a shadow over this sport for a long time. Will always be mentioned as one of the greats, deservedly so. And, you know, once again, we probably didn't appreciate just how good he was when we were watching him.
Yeah. No question about it. Well, we'll continue to be talking about Kyle Busch many shows as we go along. I'm sure there's going to be many times and many memories and many tracks we're going to say, you know, that's where Kyle Busch did this, or Kyle Busch would have done this that way. And so he's somebody that will be certainly in our thoughts and minds for months and years to come. All right, sir, we are out of time. Any final words before we go today?
Nope. Enjoy the rest of your day off. Let's do this again next Monday. We'll talk Nashville racing.
That's right. We want to wish everybody again, if you're tuning in late, a happy Memorial Day. Hopefully you've been able to enjoy that and spend some time with your family, if nothing else. Maybe that's sort of gotten us refocused a little bit on where our priorities should be in our lives. And sometimes we get real busy and we get distracted with just life. And we tend to forget about not spending the time and that we need to with those that we love the most, and that is our family. Well, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We'll be back here next Monday at 6 o'clock right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, to break down all the latest news on and off the NASCAR track. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website, and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.